It's time now for Lawrence County basketball action on WAKO. This game is brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Best Way Express, Wabash General Hospital, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rucker's Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Lawrence County Basketball, here on WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian and Red Hill Saluki Basketball. As the Indians and the Salukis get together here on Pack the Place night. It's time now for the Lazy Eight Body Shop, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here from Lawrenceville High School. The Indians and the Salukis, part two. These two ball clubs, rivals from 3 miles apart, meet again for the second time this season. The Salukis won earlier on November 30th in Bridgeport. Tight game at Red Hill Junior Senior High School. Salukis winning 55-54. The Salukis have had an outstanding year under Brian Havel. They're 10 games over 500, 18-8, while the Indians are at the 500 mark at 12-12. I'm Steve Anderson. Bill Richardson is alongside. Glad you're with us for the renewal of this rivalry between these two ball clubs, Salukis and the Indians. Bill, the Salukis put together an outstanding year. Brian Havel's ball club closing in on 20 wins with about three or four games remaining. They've had an outstanding season.
They have, and they've been kind of quiet, Steve, but, you know, they've been one of the better teams in the conference all season and had a really good tournament last week, knocked off Marshall in the third-place game of the LIC tournament to avenge an earlier loss. I think they're rolling right along, and I think they're a team you got to watch out for in a couple of weeks when the postseason begins.
So Salukis have won three in a row, as we mentioned, 18-8. Meanwhile, for the Indians, it's been one step forward, one step back here lately at the 500 mark at 12-12. Indians trying to rebound from that loss against a very good Alney team here on this floor on Friday.
You know, they've been chasing the 500 mark all season long. They got there when they beat Reveille. Then they had the poor Christmas tournament and dropped three or four games below 500 again. Finally bounced back, got to 500, then got two games above 500 with a good LIC tournament in their own right. The Indians won three of four in that LIC tournament, won their last three games, got to 12-10, and then they've kind of hit a wall here. They played awfully poorly last week at Mount Carmel a week ago tonight. Maybe they're probably their poorest outing of the season, and then they came back Friday night and couldn't hang in there with Alney, which is one of the better teams they'll see all season. So they need to win tonight to get back above the 500 mark as the season winds down here.
Indians have lost two in a row. Salukis have won three in a row as these two ball clubs get together here. In the JV contest, a little earlier, the Indians won it handily by a score of 60-35. Logan Williams had 21 points to lead all scorers, and the Lawrenceville JV defeated the Red Hill JV by a score of 60-35. Packed the place night here. A lot of folks brought non-perishable canned goods to help out. And that's good. A good crowd on hand. Biggest crowd of the year thus far for either ball club.
Yeah, and it is for a good cause, Steve. It's the Fitch and Lowe's program that sends perishable or non-perishable food home with kids over the weekend in their backpacks. And great support for that here tonight. People's State Bank paid everybody's admission, and in return, the people are asked to bring non-perishable food items. That's just out there in the hallway. There's a huge pile of non-perishable food items on the table that they've collected. So good job, everybody involved.
Also, they recognize the Illinois State Scholars from both schools prior to this game. So congratulations to those young men and women on their academic achievements. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this from Lazy Eight Body Shop and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Back on the Lazy 8 Body Shop, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian, and Red Hill Saluki basketball on both Light 103 and the Legend. Again, these two ball clubs meeting. First game was a tight game won by the Salukis in Bridgeport. I anticipate more of the same here tonight, Bill. Salukis, we haven't seen much of them. Of course, we're doing the Indian games when the Salukis are playing, but they've had outstanding seasons from Parker Havel and Drew Moore and others this year. And those guys who were really good in the eighth grade and up through the years are having an outstanding senior year, most of them, here for Brian Havel.
Yeah, I can remember, Steve, when these guys were in eighth grade and they went to the IESA state finals up north. Actually, they lost in the sectional championship game up at Tetopolis. Got beat in a real close game up there. But I remember thinking that night that they're going to be a team to watch down the road. And 4 years later, it's come to fruition for them on the verge of winning 20 games, which is a great accomplishment for any team.
All right, that has been the Lazy 8 Body Shop, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill and I are back with the starting lineups and the play-by-play coming up in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki and Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion. National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm has passed. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley, only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
When was the last time you were rewarded for doing things that make life easier? Reward checking at People's State Bank does just that. Simply use your debit card, get your statements online, and set up automatic transactions to earn interest on the money in your account. You're basically being rewarded for doing the things you do every day.
Visit us today for full details on reward checking available on personal accounts only. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC, online at psbnewton.com.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, ready for the Indians and the Salukis. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us for this contest here on this Tuesday night. First of all, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Red Hill Salukis. They will start number 10, Parker Havel, son of head coach Brian Havel. He's a 6'1 senior. Also in the starting lineup, number 14, Connor McKinney. He's a 5'10 senior. Number 20, Nathan Worth, also in the starting lineup for the Salukis, the 6'6 junior. Drew Moore in the starting lineup. He is number 23, 5'11 senior. And Drake Allen, the 6'3 sophomore, number 40, will start. So it's Havel, McKinney, Worth, Moore, and Allen for the 18-8 Red Hill Salukis, Brian Havel. For the Lawrenceville Indians, some changes in the lineup. Cale Powell is out tonight. Powell is ill and not able to start, so the Indians lose his firepower from the outside. And the Indians will go with Damon Parkman in the starting lineup. He's a 6-foot junior, number 0. Connor O'Dell, number 3, will start for the Tribe. He's a 6-foot senior. Number 5, R.J. Nelms, also in the starting lineup, the 6'2 senior. Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup. He is a 6'2 senior. And number 33, Blaine Winningham, a 6'3 junior. You might be wondering what happened with regard to Jordan Jones. Well, he's under the weather here tonight. He's on the bench, dressed, but not going to start here tonight. So the Indians are without Powell, and Jones is under the weather. So, Bill, Indians a bit shorthanded with regard to their bench here tonight.
Yeah, and you know, see, that's the one area where I thought Lawrenceville might have an edge is the depth. Red Hill plays basically six players off the bench. Cameron Ray will come in there and play a lot of minutes, but otherwise they just go with six people. And I thought Lawrenceville might have an edge in the depth department, but that's probably gone by the wayside if Jones can't play for sure. Powell's not even here tonight. Jones is not supposed to play. Red Hill, on the other hand, probably has an edge in that Lawrenceville has trouble, or at least at times have had trouble with big men, and worse than 6'6". Lawrenceville has nobody even close to that height, and we've seen the last couple of games where the bigger players for the other teams have hurt Lawrenceville pretty badly, so that may be where Red Hill has the edge. All in all, though, I think it's going to be a great ball game.
All right, Indians in the home white uniforms with the red numerals, red and white trim. Salukis in the blue traveling uniforms with the red numerals and the blue and white trim. Nathan Worth and Zeus Marsh jumping it up, and the Indians control the tap. And we are underway from Lawrenceville High School, Salukis and the Indians. Here's R.J. Nelms on the right wing, top of the key to Marsh. Guarded man-to-man by the Salukis. They knock it away, and a steal. And Drake Allen comes away with a loose ball. Salukis, Connor McKinney out front, dribbles. Left side on the wing to Worth. Now top of the key to Havel. Parker guarded out there by Nelms and the Indian man-to-man. McKinney out front, ball knocked away by Marsh. Zeus heads to the other end and will lay it up short. Rebounded by Worth. And a foul over the back on Marsh. A missed layup there by Zeus Marsh. I think he heard Nathan Worth coming from behind and led it up short.
So was that foul on Zeus?
Foul was on Marsh. And it'll be Saluki ball. Just underway here. They lob underneath, and the ball's taken away by Marsh. They've lobbed in for Drake Allen, intercepted by Marsh. So both teams turning it over here. Connor McKinney, they bounce it down low to Marsh underneath. He shoots. It's blocked away by Worth. Now underneath, shot up, and no good by Winningham. Up by Parkman, up and in. And a foul. And a chance at a three-point play. Damon Parkman banging down there underneath. And he has the Indians on top, 2-0.
Foul was on Worth.
Nathan Worth for the Salukis with the foul. And the free throw up and in by Parkman, 3-0. Indians here early. Here, McKinney across the timeline, left side on the wing to Allen, leaves it for McKinney to the left baseline, cut off there. Now back on the left wing to Havel, ball knocked away, and an over and back call against the Salukis. So a little bit of a tentative start here for the visitors.
Well, the Salukis have 3 turnovers, and they've yet to get off a shot. And that's all happened in a minute, 13 seconds. So basically, I think they need to settle down.
Sure, emotions are running high here. These teams know each other very, very well. Here's Marsh, top of the key now to Winningham. Now to Marsh on the right wing. Underneath to Parkman on the baseline. Feeds it out to, I should say that was, Odell, and out of bounds. Yeah, turnover.
Second turnover on Lawrenceville. Red Hill has three. Both teams are having trouble hanging on to the ball here in the first minute and a half.
6:30 to go, opening quarter, 3-0. The Indians on top. Drew Moore down the lane, lays it up, no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Outlet pass to Winningham. Down the middle he comes, feeds it off to Nelms. Back in the middle, and the ball knocked away out front to Marsh. He lets a shot go, now feeds it underneath to Nelms. Shot, no good. Gets his own rebound, blocked by Allen. Gets his rebound again, and a foul underneath against the Salukis.
Okay, so far the Indians have 4 offensive rebounds, 5 rebounds altogether to Red Hill's 1.
Out front to Odell, between the circles, on the dribble. Now he'll back it out, and the Indians will set up a play. Now to Parkman on the right wing. Now to Nelms at the top of the key, left side to Odell on the wing. Dribbles to the middle, top of the key to Parkman, right side to Nelms. Nelms back out front to Odell, left side to Parkman on the wing. Now to Nelms, Odell on the right wing, top of the key to Parkman. Left side to Nelms, trying to find Marsh underneath on the left baseline. We have the ball kicked by a Suluki defender. It'll be Indian ball. 3-0. Indians here early. 5:46 to go in the opening quarter of play. And it comes to Odell. Ball knocked out of bounds by McKinney. Underneath the Indian basket, it'll be Indian ball. 3-0. Lawrenceville. Out front to Odell. Now in the corner to Marsh, tries to take the baseline, lets it go from 18, off the mark, no good. Rebound battle for, out of bounds, and last touched by the Indians. It'll be Suluki basketball.
Yeah, Winningham and Drake Allen are fighting for the ball. Went out of bounds off Winningham. Red Hill ball.
Salukis will bring it up. Parker Havel across the timeline, picked up by Nelms at half court. Beat the top of the key to Allen, leaves it off for Moore. Now a traveling violation, Connor McKinney on the right wing. And another turnover on the Salukis.
4 turnovers, only 1 shot at the basket, no points here in 2.5 minutes.
Connor Rodell signals play number 3 as he brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble for the Indians. Now right side on the wing, Blaine Winningham tries to take the baseline, spins to the middle, puts it up, blocked away by Worth, and brought down by Havel. Havel 1-on-3 to the hole, lays it up and in. Parker Havel, nicely done by Havel, the 6'1 senior, and the Salukis are on the board, trailing 3-2, 5:03 to go here in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Packed the place night. Here's Parkman at the top of the key for the Indians. Left side to Odell on the wing. On the left baseline to Marsh. Loose fakes, tries to take the baseline. Now to Parkman, loads up a 3, right side. Off the mark, no good. Rebound controlled by Moore. Up floor, ball knocked away by Parkman, intercepted by Odell. Indians 3-on-2 break. Marsh left side jumper, no good. Parkman battling for the rebound, out of bounds. Last touch by Parker Havel of the Salukis. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Indian basketball brought your way by Best Way Express. If you have a CDL license, Class A, call Best Way today. Your truck driving career is waiting. Here's Nelms feeding it left baseline to Marsh. Back out front to Nelms. His jumper, no good. Marsh the rebound. Puts it up from 10. Off glass, no good. Rebounded by Winningham, up and in. Lane Winningham. Nobody put a body on him. And it's 5-2 Indians. 4:10 to go here in the opening quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Here's McKinney. Left side to Havel. Dribbles to the middle. Feeds it now to Worth on the baseline right side. Now to Havel. He'll bring it back out. And the Salukis will reload. 3:55 to go here in the opening quarter. 5-2 Indians. Here's Moore, top of the key. A ball hawked out there by Parkman. Now McKinney, a 3 from the right side. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Nelms. Outlet pass to Odell. Across the timeline he comes. Waits for his teammates. Now he'll go into an offensive set. Now Marsh deep on the left wing. Left corner to Parkman. Parkman back to Marsh. The right side to Odell on the wing. Connor on the dribble. 3:22 to go, opening quarter. 5-2 Indians. Here's Parkman in the left corner. Now back out front to Marsh. Jumper on the way is good. Zeus Marsh, a 3 ball from the left side on the wing. And it's 8-2 Indians. 3 minutes to go, opening quarter. The ball kicked by the defense of Connor Odell. It'll be Suluki basketball at midcourt. 3 minutes exactly to go here in the opening quarter.
Steve, the referee, Snyder, Darren Moses, Toby Wilson, and Jesse Lusader. They're mostly from the Paris area.
And it comes to Parker Habel on the dribble. Picked up by Nelms. Habel, left side of the lane, has the ball knocked away and stolen away by Odell. Here's a pass underneath to Morris. Shot up, no good. And rebounded by Moore. Here comes the quick Drew Moore. Behind the back dribble. Free throw line jumper. No good. Rebounded by Odell. Quickly up floor to Marsh. Pace quickens here. Here's Winningham down the lane. Bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. Foul charged on the Salukis. Cameron Ray getting set to check in.
Yeah, he'll be probably coming in for Worth because that's his second foul.
And he does. Nathan Worth checking out. They lose a lot size-wise. Marsh inbounds to Nelms. Now top of the key. Winningham, a jumper off the mark. No good. Parkman over the back of the Suluki defender. It'll be Suluki ball. 2:32 to go here in the opening quarter. 8-2. Indians.
First foul on Parkman, second on the team.
Parker Habel will bring it across the timeline. Between the circle dribble, now to Moore. Moore on the dribble, down the lane he comes, has the ball stripped away, and a foul. Oh, an offensive foul! As he ran over the top of R.J. Nelms, who stood in there and took the charge.
Okay, that's the first foul on Moore, fourth on the Salukis, and that's Red Hill's seventh turnover.
2:20 to go here in the opening quarter, 8-2 in favor of the Indians. Salukis off to a slow start here on the road, looking for win number 19 on the year. R.J. Nelms, left side, guarded by Cameron Ray. Feeds the top of the key to Marsh, picked up by Drew Moore. Two good athletes going at it there. Now Odell on the right wing, feeds it right baseline to Winningham, goes to the hole, lays it up, off glass, no good. And the rebound tapped around, controlled by McKinney of the Salukis. Now to Ray across the timeline he comes. And the Salukis go into an offensive set with 1:45 to go opening quarter, 8-2 Indians. Here's Drake Allen feeding it now, top of the key to McKinney. Now to Ray, fakes. His off-balance shot is partially blocked out of bounds. It'll be Saluki basketball underneath their own hoop. 1:34 to go here in the first quarter, 8-2. As Jordan Jones makes his first appearance of the night, replacing Damon Parkman for the Indians. In it comes, the ball knocked away by Nelms, out of bounds. It'll be Suluki basketball at side court. 8-2. Salukis. Drake Allen will inbound for the Salukis. Gets it in to Habel. Parker on the dribble between the circles. 1:28 to go. Here's Allen down the lane to the hole. His shot is up off the backboard and out of bounds. But last touch by an Indian. So it'll be Suluki ball underneath their own hoop. Parker Habel, the trigger man for the Salukis. Looking to get it in. Looking. Does in the corner. Left side to Ray. Down the left wing to Moore. Drew. Feeds it underneath, the ball knocked away by Jordan Jones, but he got caught for a foul. And it'll be Suluki basketball underneath their own hoop. 1:18 to go, opening quarter. Connor McKinney looking to get it in. Does on the left wing to Moore, top of the key now to Habel. Habel down the left side of the lane, off-balance shot, no good, but he was fouled by R.J. Nelms. The Indians, and Parker Habel heads to the line for Saluki free throws.
First foul on R.J. Nelms, and both teams now have four fouls. Habel has the Saluki's only 2 points. He scored a basket early in the quarter. Now he's going for 3 and 4, and he missed the first.
Saluki basketball and Indian basketball brought your way by WTHI-TV. Depend on News 10 for news, weather, and sports coverage you can count on. Second free throw good by Habel. 8-3. Indians, 1 minute, 6 seconds to go, opening quarter here at Lawrenceville. Jordan Jones on the left wing, left corner to Marsh. Back out top of the key to Nelms, right side to Odell. Now to Nelms at the top of the key. Now left side to Jones on the wing. Top of the key to Odell. Right side of the wing to Nelms. Top of the key to Marsh. Zeus working on the smaller Drew Moore. Left side to Nelms. Picked up by McKinney. Back out front to Jones. Right side to Marsh. A nice pass to a cutting Blaine Winningham for the hoop.
4 points for Winningham here in the first quarter.
10-3. Indians. 29 seconds to go opening quarter. Here's Cameron Ray feeding it to Parker Havel, top of the key. Now to Drew Moore on the deep right wing. 18 seconds to go. Looks like the Suzuki's going to hold for a final shot here. Moore leaves it off for Havel, top of the key. Down the lane he comes. In the corner, Ray thought about a long three. Now he dribbles to the middle. And a foul charged. Bumping foul on the Indians. So Suzuki's will inbound underneath their own hoop. With 8 seconds to go here in the opening quarter. 10-3, Indians. And it comes to Havel out front to Moore. 5 seconds to go. Moore working one-on-one. Loses the dribble. Havel, top of the key shot. Off the mark, no good. As the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard, after one quarter play, it's the Lawrenceville Indians 10, Red Hill Salukis 3. You're listening to Indian and Saluki basketball on Light 103 and The Legend.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Andrea McDowell, Director of Human Resources and Marketing here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We at the Health Department feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services here locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you a new year of health and prosperity.
Saluki basketball brought your way, and Indian basketball brought your way by People's State Bank. They're your community bank. And also by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital to have you medically covered head to toe. Saluki's with the ball to begin the second quarter. Long three-pointer by Parker Havel. No good. Rebounded by Marsh. Here's Zeus having the ball deflected away and out of bounds.
First It'll quarter.
Saluki ball.
Sorry, Steve. First quarter numbers. Red Hill 1-7 from the floor. 0-2 from three-point range. 1-2 from the foul line. The Indians, not much better percentage-wise, 4 out of 18 from the floor, 1-3 from 3, and they hit their only free throw. Turnovers, Red Hill 7, Lawrenceville 2.
Suzuki's with the ball, trailing by 7. Long three-pointer by McKinney, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Moore, back out to McKinney. Now to Ray on the left wing. Top of the key, Havel, a long 3, no good. Long rebound comes to Marsh. Zeus across the timeline on the right side dribble. Cut off, now the ball picked up by Havel. Parker heading to the hole between the double team as the ball knocked away and out of bounds by Winningham. No foul there. Brian Havel finding that incredulous. Here's Noah Wager into the game for the Indians, replacing Zeus Marsh. And the Salukis will inbound underneath their own hoop. Parker Havel, the trigger man, into Moore, has the ball knocked away and a foul charge on the Indians.
So Moore's 0 for 2 tonight, has 3 rebounds. He's scoreless, but he's going to the line for the first time. And that foul was on R.J. Nelms, his second, and the sixth on the Indians.
Drew Moore at the line for the Salukis, the outstanding senior, 5'11 guard. His free throw is up and in. Skylar Toole into the lineup for the Indians, replacing R.J. Nelms.
So the Indians have used 3 off the bench to Red Hills 1.
Another free throw by Drew Moore, up and in. 10-5. 7 minutes, 5 seconds to go here in the second quarter of play. Here is Connor Odell, top of the key to Skylar Toole, left side on the wing. Wager looking down low, nothing happening there. Winningham lobs underneath to Jones. Jones flips it up at an awkward angle, no good. Rebounded by Moore. Saluki's want to run. Drew heading to the basket. Lays it up. No good. And he's called for a charge. Ran over the defender. That was Blaine Whittingham, who stood in there and took the charge. And it'll be Indian basketball. 6:46 to go. Clock stopped here. 10-5. Indians on top here in this battle of county rivals. Here's Odell. Left side on the wing to Jones. And left corner to Toole. Toole on the dribble. Now back out front to Wager. In the right corner to Jones. Jones back out front to Odell. Now to Toole. Top of the key on the dribble. Left side on the wing. Now underneath to Whittingham. Reverse layup up and in. Blaine Whittingham off to a solid start here. And the Indians lead by 7. 12-5 with 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go. Long three-pointer from the corner by Ray. It's good. Friendly bounce for, that was Connor McKinney.
I stand corrected.
Connor McKinney from the corner. And it's 12-8. Saluki's back to within 4. 5:53 to go here in the second quarter. Here's Toole letting a long jumper go. Left side off the mark. Rebounded by Moore. Saluki's with a 3-on-2 break. Here's Moore feeding it now in the middle. But it's knocked away. Regains it. Feeds it now to Havel. In the corner, McKinney another three. Got it again. Connor McKinney with 2 straight threes. And the Salukis are back to within 1. And the blue and white and red over to my left are on their feet. Here's Noah Wager, top of the key. Jumper off, no good. Rebounded by Moore. Moore has the ball knocked away by Whittingham. Out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. Things starting to heat up here in this second quarter with 5:19 to go, 12-11. Indians. Here's Jones in the corner, a three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound, run down by Whittingham in the left corner. Back to Wager, top of the key. Right side to Odell on the wing. Top of the key to Wager. Back out front to Odell. Top of the key to Toole. Left side to Wager. Bouncing it down low to Whittingham. Into traffic. He gets it. Lays it up. No good. Jones the rebound up and in for the Indians. Jordan Jones with the hoop. 4:50 to go. Second quarter. 14-11. Indians. Drew Moore at the top of the key. Down the right corner to McKinney. McKinney dribbles to the middle. Lays it up and floats it in. Connor McKinney starting to heat up for the Salukis, and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. On the Ambrofredo Credit Union timeout, the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard, it is Lawrenceville 14, Red Hill 13. This is Saluki and Indian basketball on Light 103 and The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Indian basketball brought your way, and Saluki basketball brought your way by KZ State Bank. Bank where you want, when you want, and how you want. And by the Lawrence County Health Department, complete wellness, body, and mind. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson alongside. Saluki and Indian basketball packed the place night here at LHS. Here's Skyler Toole on the dribble. Tries to feed it through, and it's out of bounds off of Whittingham, Blaine Whittingham. Indian turnover, and the Salukis with the ball and a chance to take the lead. For the first time, I believe, here tonight.
Sir. Would be their first lead if they can convert here.
Here's Moore in the left corner to McKinney. Top of the key to Havel. Down the lane he comes and lays it up and in. The Salukis do have their first lead with 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 15-14, Salukis. Connor Odell now to Jones. Ball knocked out of bounds. It will be Indian basketball. No, Saluki basketball, I stand corrected. No, it's Indian basketball. It is Indian basketball. 3:51 to go here in the second quarter. 15-14, Salukis. Here's Noah Wager on the right wing for the Indians. And the ball deflected away, intercepted by Cameron Ray. Saluki's wanting to break. Ray heads through the hole, has it knocked away, and out of bounds by Blaine Winningham. It will be Saluki ball underneath their own hoop. Connor McKinney, the trigger man for Ryan Havel. Looking to get it in. And it comes to Wirth, double team, and a reach and foul charge on the Indians. Either Marsh or Odell, both were there. And it was on Connor Odell. And so we're ready for free throws. And Nathan Wirth, the 6'6 junior center, heads to the line for the Salukis, number 20. Logan Williams getting set to check into the game, replacing Connor Odell. About as early as we've seen Logan Williams in a game all season long. Worst free throw is no good, and the loose ball knocked away, run down by Winningham. Feeds it in the left corner to Wager. Behind the back to Winningham. Now underneath, the ball deflected away, and a scramble for the loose ball. Saluki's come away with it. McKinney to the middle. Left side of the lane, cut off there. Now back out front, and the Salukis will set up an offensive play. And now we have a bumping foul out front on the Indians. 3:16 to go, second quarter, 15-14. Salukis.
Foul on Wager, his first. Eighth on the Indians. And McKinney's going to be shooting one in the bonus. If he makes these two, he'll be the first player tonight to reach 10 points.
Parkman into the game for the Indians. Free throw is up and in by Connor McKinney. He's led the Saluki charge.
Yeah, two threes, a two, and a free throw. Going for 10 points with this one.
3:16 to go, second quarter. Free throw up and in. 17-14. Indians haven't scored in a while. Here's Jones, left side on the wing to Williams. Now in the corner, Marsh, a long three, well off the mark, out of bounds, and it'll be Saluki basketball. All of a sudden, the Indians have gone cold here after a good start. And Connor McKinney, as we mentioned, has led the Saluki charge and brought him back to a three-point lead. Here is McKinney, deep on the right wing, dribbles to the middle, leaves it off now for Wirth. Now back out front to McKinney down the lane. Out front to Drake Allen. His off-balance shot is off the mark and no good, but he was fouled. And the Indians piling up the fouls here in this second quarter.
That's 9.5. That's on Winningham, his first. Allen's going to go to the line looking for his first point or points of the ball game.
Drake Allen, the 6'3 sophomore at the line. His high arcing free throw is no good. And the score remains 17-14. Salukis. Another free throw coming up here for Drake Allen. Another high arcer. This one no good. Rebounded by Marsh. Zeus leaves it off for Jones across the timeline. 2:40 to go. Second quarter. 17-14. Williams, Parkman. Now left side to Jones on the wing. Back out top of the key to Williams. Left side to Jones. Little zone action here by the Salukis. Here's Parkman feeding into the middle of Winningham. Left side to Jones. Baseline underneath the Parkman. Shot blocked away from behind. And a foul charge on the Salukis. And Damon Parkman heads to the line for Indian free throws.
First foul on Drake Allen. Parkman had a three-point play earlier in the game. He's looking for his fifth point if he can make these two.
First one up and in. 17-15, Salukis. 2:23 to go here in this first half a play. The free throw on its way rolls through for Parkman. 17-16, Indians within one. McKinney across the timeline on the right wing, left wing I should say, to Cameron Ray, top of the key to Wirth. McKinney a long three, no good from the right side. Jones the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass knocked away and out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball at midcourt. 2:06 to go, second quarter, 17-16. Here's Jones, left side on the wing to Williams. Now back out front to Jones. Williams along. Three is no good from the left side. Marsh tried to tip it in from close in, but out of bounds. It'll be Saluki basketball. 1:54 to go here in the second quarter. 17-16. Salukis. Here and a foul away from the ball charged on the Indians. I think that's on Parkman.
Second foul, 10th on the team. Going to be up there shooting it twice.
Minute 45 to go here in the second quarter, 17-16. Low scoring first half between these two rivals. Free throw up and in by Parker Havel, 6'1 senior. Parkman out and Odell in for the Indians. 18-16. Second free throw, no good. Marsh the rebound. Brings it quickly up floor. Feeds it left side to Jones on the wing, and he throws it away. Intercepted by Allen of the Salukis. Now here's Ray leaving it off out front for Havel, and a bumping foul charged on Jones of the Indians as the Indians continue to foul here with a minute 30 to go in the second quarter.
That's two fouls on Jones. Nobody has three, but Jones, Nilms, Parkman all have two, as does Marsh.
Free throw up and in by Parker Havel. The Salukis lead 19-16, I think.
Correct.
I've yet to put it on the scoreboard.
There, it's up there. Somebody up in the stands has an air horn, Steve. That's where we're stopped here. They're warning the whoever, the perpetrator, not to blow his air horn anymore.
Free throw by Parker Havel up and in. 20-16. Salukis on top by four. Biggest lead of the night, I believe, for them.
Indeed.
Here's Williams. Cross-court skip pass to Toole, left side. Now to Winningham on the left baseline. By a pass in the middle is intercepted. Intercepted by Worth. Sloppy play by the Indians here at this juncture. Here's Ray back out front to Havel. A minute 10 to go, second quarter. Worth on the left baseline. Cut off there by Marsh. Back out front to Ray. Leaves it for Havel on the left wing. Dribbles to the middle. Now to Ray. Right corner to Worth. Looking down low. Nothing happening there. Ball knocked away. Worth recovers. Now to Ray on the left wing. Guarded by Williams out there with 49 seconds to go. Ray in the middle. Cut off there. Now looking for Parker Havel to get it to. And now he lays it off for him. 40 seconds to go. Havel left side of the corner to McKinney. McKinney dribbles to the middle. And there's a foul on Odell. Indians using their hands a little too often here in this first half. They're getting called for it.
That's two fouls on Odell. I'm sorry, that's his third.
35.7 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Free throw no good by Connor McKinney. Nelms in and Odell out for the Indians. Another one coming up here for Connor McKinney, the 5'10 senior, number 14. Free throw up and in.
The Salukis have missed quite a few free throws here, or the lead would be bigger.
21-16 is what it is now. 5 points, 30 seconds to go. Here's Winningham feeding it to Toole. Toole, a long three, is good from the top of the key. Skylar Toole was indecisive, but finally decided to take it. He was wide open, and it's 21-19. Salukis, 14 seconds to go here in the first half. Now Havel, seeing the circle dribble, going one on four, looking for a screen, top of the key, down the lane he comes. Puts it up, no good, rebounded by Nilms. His long heave is off the mark as the quarter comes to an end. On the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard here at halftime, the low-scoring affair between the Lawrenceville Indians and the Red Hill Salukis. And on the scoreboard, it is Red Hill 21 and Lawrenceville 19. Bill and I are back with the halftime report You're listening to Lawrence Villani and the Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
Sweet Teas and Sip It in Lawrenceville has new ownership.
New Sweet Teas owner Cody Akers welcomes all past and current customers to stop by and allow the Sweet Teas team to make your Indians and Salukis apparel, as well as your company's branded clothing and accessories. Sweet Teas is committed to competitive pricing, quality workmanship, quick turnaround, and friendly professional service. Cody's partner JD, new owner of Sip It, is presenting new items like fresh donuts daily, along with new food and drink choices to Sip It's menu.
The new Sweet Teas and Sip It
support Lawrence County schools and businesses.
Well, the Dotson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dotson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dotson deal. Cause a Dotson deal is a better deal. Dotson Ford.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Lawrence County High School Sports. All the hard work, all of the spirit, and all of the heart. It's what memories are made of. Embraugh Federal Credit Union is proud to sponsor Lawrence County High School Sports. Please get out and take in the games.
Cheer the Indians. Cheer the Salukis.
Show your appreciation for the hard work that's put in to make Lawrence County High School Sports such a grand tradition year after year. Embraugh Federal Credit Union wants to say thank you to everyone involved with Lawrence County High School Sports. Go Teams!
KZ State Bank, a proud supporter of area youth sports teams because the key elements, preparation, teamwork, a collaborative can-do attitude, are how you define a great team. At KZ State Bank, they practice those same principles every day. The dedicated and skilled staff at KZ State Bank has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community. Your bank. KZ State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rely on Leggett Lumber and Hardware for help with battling the cold. Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport has sleds and snow shovels, ice melt, scrapers, insulation for those pipes, windshield washer fluid, antifreeze, and windshield covers to keep the ice and snow off the windshield. Not sure what you need? Take a picture and bring it in. Leggett Lumber answers questions all day for folks working on spring projects and battling the deep freeze. Leggett Lumber also has pipe fittings and pipe for repairs for what breaks in this weather. And battery chargers. Google us. Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian, Red Hill Saluki Basketball on the Legend and Light 103. Indian and Saluki Basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank's Bridgeport Banking Center. No better banking. By Scott's Healthmart Pharmacy in downtown Bridgeport, Lawrence County's locally owned and operated pharmacy. And also by Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville, famous for delicious mouth-watering pizza. How about one now or after the game?
943-2612.
That's the number to call for Larry Bob's Pizza. And speaking of Larry Bob's Pizza, it's time now for the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Larry Bob's Pizza halftime report. And Bill Richardson has a look at some of the first half statistics.
Well, Steve, you can say the first quarter belonged to Lawrenceville, but the Red Hill second quarter belonged to Red Hill even more. The Indians led 10-3 after that first quarter. Red Hill outscored Lawrenceville 18-9 in the second quarter and has that slim 21-19-point lead here at halftime. The first quarter, the biggest lead for the Indians was that 10-3 lead at the end of the opening period. Blaine Winningham hit a turnaround, or actually took it to the basket, with about 40 seconds to play in that first quarter, gave the Indians their biggest lead at 10-3. Red Hill quickly worked its way back in the game. Connor McKinney hit back-to-back three-pointers, the second coming with 5:35 to play before halftime, and that cut the Red Hill deficit to 12-11. Jordan Jones scored for the Indians on an offensive rebound to put them back up three, but then McKinney scored to bring Red Hill within a point, and finally, at the right about the midpoint of the second quarter, Parker Havel drove to the basket for a hoop. That gave Red Hill its first lead at 15-14. The Salukis have not relinquished that lead. Closed out, at one point in the first half, had a 7-2 run to kind of establish control. Scoring-wise for the Indians, Parker Havel has 8 points here to lead the way. Actually, Connor McKinney has 11 points to lead the way. Parker Havel has 8. Nathan Worth has not scored. Drew Moore has just 2 points tonight. He's 2-2 at the foul line, 0-2 from the field, so the Indians are doing a really good job of containing him. Drake Allen has not scored, and Cameron Ray played off the bench, and he did not score. For the Indians, Blaine Winningham has 6 points. 5 points for Damon Parkman. He had a three-point play in that first quarter. 3 points for Zeus Marsh. R.J. Nelms has not scored. Skylar Toole hit a three-pointer there late in the half for 3 points. Jordan Jones had the offensive rebound for 2 points. Noah Weger and Logan Williams played off the bench for the Indians and have not scored. Team statistics. The Salukis are just 5-17 from the field. That's not so good, but still managed to lead this game at halftime somehow. Red Hill is 2-8 from three-point range. The big difference is at the foul line. The Salukis are 9-15 at the foul line. The Indians have been to the foul line just 3 times, hit all 3 of them. Lawrenceville is 25% from the floor, 7 out of 28, 2-7 from three-point range for the Indians. Both teams have turned it over quite a bit. In fact, both have 9 here at halftime. I'm sure probably neither coach is pleased about that. 9 turnovers for each team in the first half. Rebounding, the Indians have really hit the board. They were especially hitting the offensive glass early. Lawrenceville has 17 rebounds at halftime to 12 for the Salukis. Zeus Marsh leading the way for Lawrenceville with 6 boards. Drew Moore has 4 rebounds to lead Red Hill. And again, here at halftime in the county battle, Red Hill leads Lawrenceville 21-19.
2-point game here at halftime. We're back with more after we hear from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital and Larry Bob's Pizza.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you and your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School on the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Boats Pizza Halftime Report. The Lawrenceville Indians trail the Red Hill Salukis in the county rivalry game, packed the place night, 21-19. But you had wanted to say something about Lawrenceville wrestling?
Oh, yeah, Steve, I'm sorry. Sure, I was going to give a little bit of a plug to our Lawrence County wrestlers. Representing both Lawrenceville and Red Hill High Schools, although this year's team has only representatives from Lawrenceville, sent 9 wrestlers into the regional action Saturday at Robinson. 6 of those 9 advanced to this week's sectional. Emily Heyer, Lathan Chisholm, Zest Stallings, Nick Fitch, Jaden Miller, and Nolan Toole. And Toole and Stallings are stalwarts on the team, and they're both hoping to return to Champaign. Toole was there last year, finished 6th in the state. Zest Stallings was there a couple of years ago and is trying to get back. So nice job Saturday for those guys, and let's hope they keep it up. Get a couple more guys to the state finals next week.
All right. Indians and the Salukis. Salukis back on the floor. The Indians still in the locker room. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Larry Bob's Pizza Halftime Report. Bill and I are back with the second half of action in 2 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball and Red Hill Salukis Basketball on The Legend, and Light 103.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to announce the addition of a certified nurse midwife to our medical staff. Stephanie Gordon has been a midwife since 2015 and is excited to begin taking care of patients in the Richland and surrounding areas. Stephanie can care for women during all stages of life, including birth control management, prenatal and postnatal care, hormone replacement therapy, and regular well women exams. To make an appointment with Stephanie, call the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young. As the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans, too. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your funeral and memorial needs.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change, the needs of your hair change, your face shape changes, your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoax Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoax Hair Studio.
Ready for the second half of action. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indians and Salukis. Indians with the ball to begin the second half, trailing 21-19. Glad you're with us. Pack the place night here. Long jumper by Odell off the mark from the left wing. Rebounded by Parker Havel of the Salukis. Here he comes down the lane. Feeds it in the corner to Moore. Drew heads to the middle. Cut off at the top of the key. Now we'll leave it for Havel, and the Salukis will go on the attack. Leading by two. Connor McKinney deep on the left wing, top of the key to Moore. Looking down low, nothing happening there. Left side of the wing to McKinney. Feeds in the middle to Worth at the high post. Down to McKinney, left side. And he's got call for carrying the ball. So it'll be Indian basketball. 7:12 to go here, just underway in the third quarter. 21-19, tight between these two ball clubs. Here is Skylar Toole at the top of the key. His jumper, fall away is good. And we're tied at 21. 6:50 to go, third quarter. Moore, right side on the wing to McKinney. Now to Worth. Back out front here to McKinney. Now in the middle of Worth, has the ball knocked away by Marsh and recovered by Zeus. And a Saluki turnover. Up floor to Toole. Toole to Nelms between the circles. Now to Odell. Connor to Toole between the circles. He'll back it out, and the Indians will reload. Toole, right side jumper off the mark, no good. Moore of the rebound, and the Salukis want to run. Drew Moore heading to the other end, left side to McKinney. On the wing, here's a jumper by Havel off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Worth, up no good. And a foul charge on the Indians. There was the Saluki size paying advantage there with Nathan Worth in the middle. And he'll head to the line for Saluki free throws and a chance to break this 21-21 tie.
That was on Marsh. That was his second.
Free throw up and no good by Worth. And we remain tied at 21. Free throw up and in. One out of two for Nathan Worth, and the Salukis have a one-point lead, 22-21. 6:10 to go here in the third quarter of play. Here's Marsh at the high post. Feeds it now to Toole on the left wing. Now left baseline to Nelms. Goes hard to the hole. Scores! And a chance at a three-point play. R.J. Nelms with an aggressive move to the basket. Nelms, the 6'2 senior, and the Indians lead 23-22. 6:01 to go here in the third quarter play.
First foul on Parker Havel.
R.J. Nelms free throw off, no good. Rebound brought down by Worth of the Salukis. Off to Moore. Drew looking for a screen, top of the key, can't find it. Now goes to the right baseline. His floater is short, and he caught the ball out of bounds. Missed that layup, and it was standing out of bounds. Ball went right to him, out of bounds. So it'll be Indian ball. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Salukis with some pressure now. Odell trying to dribble away from a double team. Gets it to Toole. Toole now to Nelms on the baseline. Underneath the Marsh, lays it up and in. Bruce Marsh on a nice pass from R.J. Nelms.
That's how you beat the press, and I doubt Salukis will stay with it.
25-22. Indians by three. 5:25 to go here in the third quarter. Drew Moore on the wing. Tried to dribble against the defensive Toole. Ball knocked away. Recovered. Now down the lane, Moore has the ball slapped away by Marsh. Zeus one on two. Feeds it down to Nelms. Back to Marsh. Lays it up. Missed it. And the ball brought down by the Indians. Marsh again. Marsh and Nelms had a two-on-one break and messed it up. 5 minutes to go. Here's Winningham. Spins to the baseline. Right side. Shot up and in. Lane Winningham continuing a good game. 27-22. A five-point Indian lead. So good start for the Tribe here in this third quarter. Havel now top of the key to Moore. Moore down the lane, lays it up with the right hand and scores.
That's the first basket of the night for Drew Moore.
Boy, hard to believe. He normally averages in double digits, and the Indians have done a good job on him. 27-24. Indians, 4:25 to go, third quarter. Marsh top of the key, loses the dribble. On the left wing, scramble for the loose ball. Salukis have it. Here's Moore heading to the other end, and he'll score.
Yeah, he scores in bunches, doesn't he?
Drew Moore with that great speed on the dribble, able to scurry down the floor and score. And it's 27-26, 4:05 to go here in the third quarter. Odell, top of the key, a long three. Off the mark, no good. Moore the rebound. He'll play up floor to McKinney on the left wing. Feeds it in the middle now to Allen. And we have a foul charged on the Indians. Foul on the Indians. Deuce Marsh heading to the bench, replaced by Damon Parkman.
Foul was on Winningham, his second.
Parker Havel inbound underneath the Saluki basket. Into Moore. Moore underneath against Winningham. Throws it up there to the left hand. No good. Brian Havel thought there was a foul, as did I, but no call. And the Indians with the ball. Here's Parkman on the right wing. Leaves it for Toole. Toole on the dribble, working against Havel. Tries to get it away. Ball knocked away and stolen away. And we have a double foul charged on Toole and Parker Havel. Right in front of the Indian bench.
Second foul on Havel. First on Skylar Toole.
A little scuffle there between the two, away from the ball after it was knocked away. And a double foul. 3:35 to go here in the third quarter.
And got both fans from both teams up and cheering on that one.
Sure did.
Both coaches are chewing on the ref, too. Randy had his say just a minute ago, and now Brian's talking to the other referee, and talking's putting it mildly. I don't think either coach was very happy with that one.
3:35 to go here.
Going to be Red Hill ball when we finally get back to basketball.
Yep. Double foul there, so Saluki ball.
Did you see what happened, Steve?
Yeah, there's contact between Nelms and Parker Havel down there when the ball was knocked away and stolen away by McKinney. Here's Havel down the lane. He shot up and in from about 10 feet. A runner in the lane. And it is 27-26. That's not right, is it? Here's a shot up. Ball blocked away.
27 Red Hill.
And here's Havel at the other end. Shot up, no good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Outlet pass to Toole. Toole down the lane to the hole. Has the ball knocked away. And Worth comes away with it. 3 minutes to go. Scoreboard says 27-26 Indians.
It should be 28-27 Red Hill.
Here is Moore down the lane. Parker Havel up and in, and a foul, and a chance at a three-point play. Parker Havel with a nice drive down the lane. I tell you, the scoreboard is really way off.
Now they're right. All right, well, 20. No, they're not right because it should be 30-27.
And we have a timeout on the floor. And Amberl Federal Credit Union timeout on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard. It's Red Hill 28, Lawrenceville 27. You're listening to Indian and Saluki basketball on The Legend and Light 103.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
2:49 to go here in the third quarter. Some confusion as to the scoreboard here.
Well, Steve, Red Hill had 21 points at halftime. They've scored 9. It has scored 9 points here in the third quarter. 21 plus 9 makes 30, but the scoreboard says 28-27, Red Hill. They're looking at the scorebooks now. Surely they'll get this right. What happens was when Red Hill took the 28-27 lead, it left them on 26. Then they scored to go up 30-27. It put them to 28 when it should really be 30. You and I both know this, but we might be the only two people there. They got it right. We're not the only two people in the gym.
All right.
Have, we're going to shoot a free throw, try to finish a three-point play, and put his team back up by 4.
30-27, 2:49 to go here in the third quarter. Free throw no good. Rebounded by Drake Allen. And the Salukis will get another chance here. Here's Moore. His jumper left side, good. 32-27. 5-point Saluki lead. Things heating up here in this third quarter. Here's Connor Odell for the Indians. Now to Jones on the baseline right side. Back out front to Parkman. Now to Odell. Now to Jones, top of the key. Leaves it off for Odell. Now to Nelms on the right wing. Back out front to Odell. Now left wing to the left baseline to the hole. Shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, and Moore has it. Here come the Salukis. Moore down the lane, puts it up. Good. Drew Moore, another hoop. He's starting to heat it up.
He has 10 points, 8 in this quarter.
34-27, a 7-point lead. And we have a foul charged on the Salukis at the defensive end. Parker Havel picking up that foul.
That'll be the third on Havel.
He'll head to the bench, replaced by Cameron Ray. And now Zeus Marsh back in the game, replacing Parkman for the Indians. So Indian ball underneath their own hoop. And it goes to Winningham, and he's fouled and will head to the line for free throws.
Needs to hit both of these to get into double digits.
Lane Winningham at the line. 6'3 junior. His free throw is off the mark. No good. And the score remains 34-27. Salukis with a substitution here.
That's Josh Henry in for the first time today.
He's a 6-foot junior, number 24. Free throw on its way. And no good. Rebound fought for and brought down by Allen of the Salukis. Drake heading to the other way. Feeds it to the corner, but knocked away by Nelms. Out of bounds, it'll be Saluki basketball. Their offensive end. 1:48 to go here in the third quarter. 34-27, a 7-point Saluki lead. McKinney, the trigger man, gets it in. Ball stolen away, however, by Odell. The quick hands of Connor Odell. He'll bring it up across the timeline between the circles. Now bump.
Offensive foul.
Well, offensive foul charged on the Indians. Blocking foul. And so it'll be Saluki ball.
Third foul on Winningham. That could hurt.
Minute 35 to go, third quarter. 34-27 Salukis. Moore out front on the dribble. Backs it out. Now to McKinney. Back to Moore. Indians playing a little zone here. Here's McKinney along three, left side, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Nelms. Hot but pass to Marsh. Cross court now to Odell in the corner. Jones loads up a three, off the mark, no good. Rebound tapped around, recovered by McKinney of the Salukis. Across the timeline he comes with a minute four to go, third quarter. 34-27, Red Hill bidding for win number 19 on the year. And McKinney at the top of the key. The ball knocked away, deflected. Here's Marsh out ahead of everybody. He'll jam it home with two hands. Zeus Marsh with the jam. And it's 34-29. Salukis, 44 seconds to go, third quarter. Henry in the corner. Cross-court pass to Nelms. Tipped away. Intercepted. Now here's Nelms feeding it underneath. And he threw it away. And a foul charged on the Indians. The Indians botched that up. They had a two-on-one break and made one pass too many instead of taking the shot underneath. Winningham out of the game, replaced by Noah Weger.
That was the third foul on Jordan Jones. So Jones and Winningham both have three, and a whole bunch of others have two.
30 seconds to go, third quarter, 34-29. Salukis by five here. Salukis holding against this Indian zone, throwing it back and forth out front. Moore and McKinney. Throwing over the top of Zeus Marsh. He's at the head of that zone. 14 seconds to go. Now McKinney with 10 seconds to go. Now to Moore. Moore dribbles to the middle. Right side. Backs it out on the wing. In the corner to Ray. Back to Moore. Moore tries to head and down the lane. And he's called for a travel with 4/10 of a second to go here in the third quarter play. Indians have to go three-quarter court. Have just enough time maybe to catch and shoot. And it comes to Jones, and the third quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank Bestway Express scoreboard after three quarters of play here in the Lawrence County rivalry, it's the Red Hill Salukis 34, Lawrenceville Indians 29. Back with the final period in a minute. This is Saluki and Indian basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
This is Lawrence County Basketball on AM 910, FM 99.3, and 103.1 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.
Citizens National Bank of Albion has become this area's most trusted banking partner, and for good reason. You work hard for your money, and we work hard to safeguard and keep your financial information secure. If receiving your tax return via direct deposit, please check your printed and online bank statements for accuracy. Do not give financial information over the phone. Contact your bank immediately if you suspect fraudulent activity.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Saluki and Indian basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber and Hardware. Everything you need for all your projects. Get it at Leggett. There's a traveling violation as we're underway here in the fourth quarter on Connor McKinney. Ambrell Federal Credit Union. Take time out to find out how great it is to be a member of Ambrell Federal Credit Union. And by Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport. Winner, winner for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. 34-29. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians with the ball on the turnover. Trailing by five. Nelms. Now to Odell. Right to Jones. Back out to Odell. Left wing to Nelms, underneath to Jones, now underneath to Weger, lays it up and in. Noah Weger with the basket on a nice pass, and it's 34-31. Salukis by three. Pavel in the left corner to Moore. Moore splits a double team, and a hell ball. Possession arrow is in favor of the Indians, so it'll be Indian ball.
That's 18 turnovers on Red Hill.
34-31. Down the wire we come, it does appear here in this game. Much as it was in Bridgeport. back in late November. Ball tipped away by Havel. Scramble for it. And we have a foul charge on Parker Havel right in front of the Saluki bench. He was just going for the ball.
That's his fourth foul, and the Saluki's going to be incredulous about that foul.
Yep. Brian Havel over there arguing. 7:10 to go in the game, 34-31. And it'll be Indian basketball right in front of the Saluki bench.
I would not be a referee in any sport for any amount of money, not even T-ball.
Okay. Here's the Indians working it out front. Odell, a three is no good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Allen. Now off to Moore. Drew Moore. Free throw line jumper. Got it. Drew Moore with the basket. And it's 36-31, a five-point lead for the Salukis. Big hoop there for the Salukis. Circles. Right corner to Jones. Back out to Odell. Right wing. Jones back to Odell. Now to Nelms out between the circles. RJ. A three-pointer by Odell off the mark and no good. Rebounded by Worth on the Salukis. Off to Moore, and the Salukis will slow it down with a five-point lead and 6:20 to go in the game. 36-31. Here is Parker Havel out front, left wing, back out front to McKinney. Now left side to Havel again, trays the baseline, throws it up off from an awkward angle, no good. Moore with a rebound, put up, no good. Worth rebounds up, no good. Rebound fought for, scramble for the loose ball, and McKinney comes away with it, and he's fouled by Zeus Marsh, and the Saluki fans over to my left on their feet for a Lawrenceville foul.
Three on Zeus Marsh.
6 minutes to go in the game, 36-31.
So McKinney at the line shooting the bonus.
Free throw on its way and good. 37-31. Salukis trying to sweep the Indians in the season series. Second free throw up and in. 38-31, 7-point lead. 5:59 to go in the game as McKinney, I should say, Nelms across the timeline. Now to Odell. Now to Jones in the left corner. Back to Odell on the wing, right side. Now to Nelms out front. Now to Odell. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it back out top of the key to Weger. Free throw line jumper by Noah. In and out, no good. Rebound tapped around and brought down by Moore of the Salukis. He dribbles away from pressure. Now feeds it underneath and out of bounds. Intended for Parker Havel on the right baseline. A blind pass there. Awful hard pass to complete. They did not. And so it's a Saluki turnover. 5:30 to go in the game. 38-31. Salukis. Here's Odell. Right wing to Nelms. Underneath it, Marsh shoots and scores. Zeus Marsh and a bullet pass from Nelms to Marsh right on the mark. And an Indian basket. 38-33, a five-point lead. 5 minutes, 7 seconds to go in the game. Here's the ball off the knee of Connor McKinney and out of bounds right in front of the Saluki bench. And so it'll be Indian basketball with a chance to cut the lead with a hoop here.
That's the 20th turnover on Red Hill. Real uncharacteristic.
Here's Marsh in the left corner, now to Nelms. Right side on the wing to Odell. Here's R.J. Nelms, a long three. No good. The line drive rebound comes to McKinney. Across the timeline he comes. And we have a timeout wanted by Brian Havel. There'll be a 30-second break on the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard. This is an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. 38-33, Lawrenceville over Red Hill. This is Saluki and Indian basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
You're independent. So are we. People's State Bank is a locally owned independent bank. Because of that, we make our own loan decisions right here at the bank. If you have questions from the application to the closing, you get a real person to answer them. Someone you know with local experience. We offer fast answers on your loan requests and personal service throughout the life of your loan.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Visit us today for more details or go online at psbnewton.com.
Indian and Saluki basketball brought your way by Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport. Take time for family and prayer and always give praise. By Lazy 8 Body Shop in Sumner, quality leaves no regrets. Off the timeout, the Salukis with the ball, and Drew Moore lowered the shoulder and ran over R.J. Nelms. Call for an offensive foul, so the Salukis turn it over.
Third foul on Drew Moore.
Here's Blaine Winningham back into the game for the Indians, replacing Noah Wager. 38-33. Crowd beginning to whoop it up here for both sides. Here's Marsh deep in the left corner. Zeus now to Nelms. Down the lane he comes. Has the ball stripped away and a foul. Reaching foul on Drew Moore of the Salukis.
If that's Havel, that's his fifth.
I don't think it was.
Okay. He was in the area.
Oh, Drew Moore, I believe.
Well, that's him. That's his fourth. Neither one good for Red Hill. They're not going to put it up there, but I hear him on the bench saying, Drew, you've got four. That was his fourth foul.
Here's a pass underneath to Marsh. Lays it up and in. Zeus Marsh with the basket. 35-30. That's not right, is it?
It's 38-35.
Scoreboard way off.
It's 4:10
to go. Here's a drive down the lane by Moore. His shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Winningham. Long down court heave over the head of Zeus Marsh and out of bounds.
The score says 35-23. It is 38-35 Red Hill. Now they've got it.
38-35. Okay. They're really having a lot of problems at that scorer's bench over there. I mean, got to have the score right.
Well, sometimes I think those people get too wrapped up in the game.
Well, get somebody else. That's all I say. I mean it. 4 minutes to go, 38-35. Here's Havel. Now to Moore across the timeline. 3-point lead. Here's Worth back out to in the corner. McKinney along three. No good. Rebounded by Havel. Out to Moore. Drew thought about a long three. Now in the corner to McKinney again, left side. Ball taken away by Odell. Connor Odell with a steal there. Indians could tie with a three-pointer here. Here's Nelms taking the left baseline. Bumped and fouled by McKinney. With 3:35 to go in the game.
Second foul on McKinney. R.J. Nelms going to go shoot the bonus. Tonight from the line, he's 0 of 1. He had a basket in the third quarter and failed to convert on the three-point play.
So a chance to draw closer here for the Indians with free throws here by R.J. Nelms. Free throw on its way up and in. 38-36. 2-point Saluki lead.
You know, Steve, nobody else, nowhere else in the world do they care about this game. But this game tonight is great. This is what this rivalry is all about. We're going to have a great finish.
Second free throw is up and in. 38-37, a one-point Saluki lead. Yep, down the stretch we come. Here's Moore, top of the key, on the left side dribble, deep on the wing. Now dribbles to the middle, feeds it off to Worth. Right wing, double team, down to McKinney. Goes to the right baseline, left side to Havel in the corner. Here's Moore, a three, no good. And Marsh, the rebound for the Indians. Outlet pass to Wager. Wager feeding it to Nelms, spins to the middle, backs it in, and he's called for a travel. R.J. Nelms with a travel underneath the hoop. That turns it over. He had a chance at an easy basket.
15 turnovers on the Indians.
3:04 to go in the game, 38-37. Here is Drake Allen down the baseline, has the ball knocked away. Awkward angle there, recovered by Winningham. Now Parker Havel steals the ball away, but he stepped on the sidelines. It'll be Indian basketball at their offensive end with 2:53 to go in this game. 38-37. Red Hill. Noah Wager triggers it in to Winningham. Now to Wager, deep on the right wing. Now between the circles, Jones, left side on the wing. To Nelms. Nelms back out front to Wager. Now Jones in the right corner. Looks down low. Nothing happening there. Feeds it to Winningham. Top of the key down to Marsh. Marsh shoots over McKinney. No good. Rebound fought for and brought down by Allen of the Salukis. They got the matchup they wanted. Now here's Moore across the timeline. Feeds it now. Parker Hamill along three. No good from the right wing. Rebounded by Jones and a foul on McKinney of the Salukis. Clock stop with 2:22 to go in the game. We go to the other end for Indian free throws. And here's Jordan Jones at the line tonight. Bit under the weather, we understand. Did not start here, but he's at the line with big free throws with 2:22 to go in the game.
The Indians have not led this game since the first half.
Free throw by Jones, off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Havel.
That's two chances they missed to take the lead.
Havel double teamed, and now a timeout wanted by Brian Havel, the Salukis head coach. Going to be a full minute break. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout of the People's State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard. 2:13 to go in the game. It is Red Hill 38, Lawrenceville 37. You're listening to Indian and Salukis basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Happy New Year from your Lawrence County Health Department. I'm Fred England, administrator here at your Lawrence County Health Department. We here feel privileged to be able to offer so many valuable services locally to you, the residents of Lawrence and surrounding counties. Everyone at your Lawrence County Health Department thanks you for allowing us the opportunity to help. We wish you all a new year of health and prosperity.
Salukis with the ball out of the timeout. They work it in the left corner to Drew Moore. Bust a double team. Feeds it now to McKinney on the right wing. Now back out front. The ball kicked by Winningham. It'll be Salukis ball at their offensive end with a minute 57 to go in the game. Red Hill 38, Lawrenceville 37. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. These two rivals battle tooth and nail down the stretch. Here's McKinney. I should say, Havel losing the dribble, and the Indians come away with it. Winningham with a steal. And now a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop with a minute 47 to go in the game. Going to be a 30-second break. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank and Best Way Express scoreboard reads 38-37. Salukis over the Indians. This is Indian and Salukis basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds you that no matter how many times you get knocked down, keep getting back up. God sees your resolve. He sees your determination. And when you can do everything you can do, that's when God will step in and do what you can't do. Rucker's Candy says take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford in Washington, Indiana. Find out why a Dobson deal is a better deal by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, local medical professionals caring for local people, and by Sweet Teas and Sippet on James Street in Lawrenceville, offering the best quality and service to Lawrence County.
Steve, Lawrenceville's last lead was at 15-14, middle of the second quarter. Red Hill led this game by as many as 7 points, but the Indians have battled back. And this is actually Lawrenceville's third chance to take the lead. Marsh missed the layup down there, and then Jones missed one and one. So let's see what happens on this third opportunity to take the lead in this game.
Here's Wager feeding it down low to Jones. Jones to the hole, lays it up too hard. And the rebound brought down by Moore and a reach-in foul charge on the Indians with a minute 34 to go. They got the ball inside. And the Indians missed, and Drew Moore with a strong rebound. Even though he's not big, he is strong, and he'll have a chance to increase the Salukis lead, which is 1-38-37, a minute 34 to go in this game as the Salukis again try for a season sweep of the series with their Lawrence County rival. Drew Moore at the line. His first one is up and no good. Rebounded by Winningham and a foul on Allen of the Salukis.
This will be the fourth chance for Lawrenceville to take the lead here in the fourth quarter. 0 for 3. Missed a couple of layups. Missed a front end from 1-1. Now Winningham's going to be at the line for the front end. Let's see if he can put the Indians ahead or maybe tie the game.
The Indians have been a terrible free throw shooting team all year long. 38-37. Free throw on its way and no good off the front iron.
And I'm wrong. That's double bonus, so he's going to get another foul shot to try and tie the game.
Blaine Winningham a chance to tie this one. 1:33 to go, and he does. 38-38. 1:33 to go. Here we go. Connor McKinney will bring it across the timeline against some pressure. Trapping pressure by the Indians out front. And McKinney gets it across the timeline. Tipped out of bounds by R.J. Nelms. It'll be Saluki basketball outside court.
Indians on a 7-0 run. Red Hill hasn't scored since very early in this fourth quarter.
Here is McKinney dribbling between a double team in the corner now to Allen. Feeds it back out top of the key to McKinney underneath. To Worth, back out front to Havel. His three-pointer is good. Parker Havel, a big three with 1:05 to go from the right wing. 41-38, Salukis. Big hoop there by Parker Havel. Now here's Moa Wager dribbling out front to Winningham. Lost the dribble, and now a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. We're going to hold it right here with 54.5 seconds to go. 41-38. Indians trail by three.
And what a big basket there by Parker Havel. Gives him 15 points tonight. That was his first three-pointer after missing four from three-point range. But Steve, if this stands, it might be the biggest basket he makes in his career. Certainly it'd be a memorable way to go out in your career against Lawrenceville is to hit a winning three-pointer. The Indians now have the ball. Not had a whole lot of success here in the fourth quarter. They did have a 7-0 run, but it was struggling to score those points. They have made three baskets here in the fourth quarter, three out of eight. They're 0-2 this quarter from three-point range, and 2-11 for the game from three-point range. So I don't think they're going to feel obligated to necessarily take a three-point shot with this much time still remaining. They can always hope for a two, and foul put Red Hill on the line because the Salukis have missed some free throws tonight. In fact, they've missed nine foul shots tonight. So, still a lot of basketball to be played, even though there's less than a minute to go.
54.5 seconds exactly to go, 41-38. Indians inbound at midcourt, and it comes to Jones, top of the key, on the dribble, feeds it to Nelms. Nelms down the lane, cut off. Winningham on the left wing, back out front to Nelms. 45 seconds to go. Nelms to Winningham on the deep right left wing. Down to Nelms. Down the lane he comes. Loses the dribble. Recovered by Winningham. Now back out front to Wager to the hole. He goes. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Allen. And Drake Allen dribbles away from pressure. Across the timeline. 27 seconds to go. And a 30-second timeout by Brian Havel. We will take a break this time on the Ambrose Federal Credit Union. It's an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank, Best Way Express scoreboard, 41-38. Salukis on top. This is Indian and Saluki basketball on the Legend and Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Salukis inbound off the timeout. They feed it back out front to Havel, and the Indians chase and foul with 16.4 seconds to go. Salukis leading by three, 1:38. Chance to ice it here, and Parker Havel at the line for big Saluki free throws. The 6'1 senior, been a clutch player all year for the Salukis, big part of their 18-8 record. And he has the 1-1 coming up here.
He's 4 out of 7 from the line tonight.
Free throw on its way and good.
5 out of 8. That was a big one.
42-38, 16.4 seconds to go. Two possession game. Free throw by Hamill up and in. Got them both. Scored the last 5 points. Big ones. That's the lead. 43-38. And down the lane, Odell lays it up and in. 9 seconds to go. 43-40. And the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Drake Allen. Turning it over. And the Indians have a chance with 5.5 seconds to go. They'll have the ball underneath their own hoop. 5.5 seconds to go. 43-40. Boy, big break there. Indians jumped up. Two Indians jumped up and deflected off them. And Drake Allen, who was standing there, he couldn't get out of the way. The ball deflected right to him and off of him, out of bounds underneath the Indian basket. So the Indians have life. 43-40 with 5.5 seconds to go in the game.
Well, I really believe there's no choice but to shoot a three-pointer at this point, right? I mean, 5.5 seconds, you don't have enough time to
No, you got to get a three.
So the question is, who's going to be in the game? Who's going to shoot the three? And I know Coach Bishop is regretting not having Powell at his disposal. He sometimes is just relentless from three-point range, cold-blooded at times, but he's not available. I would think they might try to get Jones a look, perhaps Odell.
Yep, those would be my two first options. We'll see. R.J. Nels will inbound. Jones will be in the left corner, deep left corner. Let's see what they come up with. In it to Odell. He has a shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball with 3.5 seconds to go. The shot was blocked.
I believe McKinney got that.
Yeah, he did. Smallest guy on the floor with a blocked shot. Jones looking to inbound. Does. Top of the key. A jumper by Marshall. Good. And the ball game is over. And the Red Hill Salukis have defeated the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 43-40. And the Salukis complete a season sweep of their series against their arch rival. And the Saluki fans on their feet over to my left here as they'll make the presentation of the trophy here, the Rotary Trophy. Again, the final score, Red Hill 43, Lawrenceville 40. So the Indians fall below 500. They're now 12-13. Salukis pick up their 19th win of the year. They're now 19-8 on the season. An outstanding year for the Salukis. And they have two tournament championships this year and also a sweep of the season series between the Indians and the Salukis. We're back with the postgame show coming up in 3 minutes. On the People's State Bank Best Way Express scoreboard again, Red Hill 43, Lawrenceville 40. This is Indian basketball and Saluki basketball on Light 103 and The Legend.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some pop, Italian, and beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Attention, Lazy 8 Body Shop, interrupting for an important announcement. In the event of a collision, it is important to remember that your insurance provider does not own your vehicle. Don't let them choose a shop to do the work on your car. It's your choice. Choose a shop that has your best interest in mind. Lazy 8 Body Shop, Route 50, west of Sumner. Google us. Yes, I said Google Lazy 8 Body Shop, Sumner. It's your car and your choice. Lazy 8 Body Shop. Quality leaves no regrets.
Hi, this is Nathan Utley, Ag Lending Officer at Citizens National Bank of Albion.
National FFA Week is February 17th through the 24th. We couldn't be more proud of the leadership, growth, and success in the agricultural projects and community service that our FFA members provide. Our future looks bright with these agricultural leaders of tomorrow. Please join Citizens National Bank in recognizing and congratulating our area FFA chapters.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This week at Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill in Bridgeport, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday evening beginning at 4:30, specials include all-you-can-eat fried catfish or walleye, seven-spice homemade fried chicken, and homemade sides. Hilltop's menu also features steaks, frog legs, pork chops, sandwiches, appetizers, and more. Don't forget to save room for their delicious desserts. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill is open daily for breakfast and lunch until 2:30. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill, fantastic food and family-friendly.
Need to see a cardiologist but don't want to travel out of town? Carl Richland Memorial Hospital offers full-time cardiology services with Dr. Raymond Fisher of the Carl Heart and Vascular Institute. Dr. Fisher is available to see patients for an array of cardiac issues and can complete several diagnostic tests in-house. If you are in need of a cardiologist and don't want to travel far for appointments, call Dr. Fisher at 618-392-1139 to see how he can help you.
We're back here at Lawrenceville High School. I'm Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Time now for the Hoax Hair Studio postgame show. Lawrenceville Indians lose to the Red Hill Salukis by a score of 43-40. Indian head coach Randy Bishop is getting set to join us here momentarily. To recap this game, again, a tough loss for the Indians as they lose this contest by a score of 43-40. And we're joined by Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Randy, a tough loss for the ball club there. You got off to a good start, just couldn't finish.
No, and that's been the problem with them. When we play them, we'll get ahead of them, Berlin, let them climb back. We made a nice run, changed it to 1-3-1 trap. They made a lot of turnovers, but unfortunately we couldn't convert at the other end. Missed shots under the bucket. Had a wide-open three at the end to tie it and missed it. Again, our guards aren't shooting the ball very well. We're going to have to shoot the ball better against the zone. But it's frustrating. We had all kinds of chances to win that game. I don't know. This group of seniors has trouble with this group. They've never beaten them all the way through. And those three guards, again, you got beat by three kids, basically. Havel, McKinney, and Moore. And Moore was on the bench for 3.5 minutes, probably in foul trouble. I thought we should have took advantage of that, and we just didn't.
A lot of turnovers here tonight, too, Randy.
Oh, tons on both sides.
Yeah.
It was a sloppy game. But, you know, each team wanted to beat the other, and you're going to have it sometimes when you really scrap and get after each other. And, those three kids, my hat's off to them. I really think that Moore is probably one of the best athletes for his size around the area. I probably think next to Casey's guard, he's the best guard in the conference and has been for the last 2 years. But I thought Havel's improved a lot. Probably more than my senior guards have improved.
Bill, you got anything for Randy?
Well, Randy, you did have four chances to take the lead, in the last couple minutes of the ball game. And
yeah.
You missed two layups. You missed the 1-1.
We did. And you can't win close games like that. You know, normally we would have took the ball into the bucket and shot a layup after the steal. We came down there and chose not to shoot the layup and overpassed it and turned the ball away. Or we passed it too late and we missed the layup. So that's frustrating when you get in a position like that and they just blow it and miss the layup. But it's over with now. Congratulations to them. Now we got to prepare for a tough game. It'd be nice if I could see them again later, but that probably won't happen.
All right, Indian head coach Randy Bishop, we'll see you. You've got, I think, a road game to Casey coming up on Friday. That's tough, yeah.
Probably played one of the best teams in the area and probably got the best guard in the area. So, and it's not only him. Gilbert and Livingston are both good. The big kid, Richards, is just a load. So we'll have to see what we can do. Hopefully we'll shoot a little bit better up there than we did tonight.
Okay, Randy, thanks a lot.
Thanks as always,
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. And the Indians lose here by a score of 43-40. We'll take a break on the Hoax Hair Studio postgame show. Hopefully hear from Saluki head coach Brian Havel. You're listening to Saluki and Indian Basketball on The Legend and also on Light 103.
Hoax Hair Studio, your image consultant. Because you change, The needs of your hair change. Your face shape changes. Your skin changes, especially in the winter. Your nails change, don't they? Just look at them. And what you did 5 years ago, even last year, probably not the best thing for how you've changed. Call Hoag's Hair Studio, 618-943-4567. Make an appointment. Get a beauty assessment. Just north of the square on 12th Street in Lawrenceville. Google us, Hoag's Hair Studio.
All right, we're back here on the Hoag's Hair Studio post-game show. Fans filing out here. Saluki fans happy as they complete a season sweep of the Lawrenceville Indians, winning here by a score of 43-40. The Indian fans disappointed in this loss here. Indians had a chance to get over the 500 mark. It's been a bugaboo for them all year long. Now they're one game below at 12-13 with a tough trip to Casey, as Randy mentioned, coming up. And the Salukis at 19-8. Now the year closing in on a 20-win season. We're awaiting the arrival of Saluki head coach Brian Havel. This game found the Indians on top 10-3 after one quarter play. At halftime, it was Saluki's leading by 2, 21-19. Saluki's led by 5 after three quarters of play, 34-29. And the final was a three-point margin, 43-40. Again, the Salukis completing a season sweep over the Indians. We'll take, here's Bill.
Coach Havel still in the locker room, Steve. I was trying to roust him. If you want to talk about some scoring, I can
do
that.
Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead.
Like we said, Red Hill wins at 43-40. The Salukis trailed 10-3 after a quarter, led 21-19 at halftime, led 34-29 after three quarters. Lawrenceville outscored the Salukis 11-9 in that fourth quarter. Had the game tied. Couldn't get over the hump. Parker Havel hit a big three to put Red Hill ahead for good, and then made a couple free throws to kind of salt things away, although the Indians did have a couple of looks there at the end to tie the game. Leading the way for Red Hill was Parker Havel. Parker hit 5 out of 12 shots tonight, 6 out of 9 from the foul line. Topped all players with 17 points. Connor McKinney had that big second quarter in which he scored 11 points in the second quarter, finished with 13 for Red Hill. Drew Moore, below his average tonight, finished with 12 points. 10 of those came after halftime. All he had in the first half was a couple of free throws. The only other player to score for Red Hill was Nathan Wirth, who made 1 out of 3 from the foul line. Drake Allen started, did not score for Red Hill. Cameron Ray came off the bench, didn't score, as did Josh Henry, who played briefly off the bench, did not score. For the Indians, Zeus Marsh led the way. Zeus scored 11 points tonight. 9 points for Blaine Winningham. 5 points apiece for Damon Parkman and Skylar Toole. 4 points for R.J. Nelms. 2 points for Noah Weger and Jordan Jones, and also Connor O'Dell. And Logan Williams played, did not score. So there you have it. 43 for Red Hill, 40 for Lawrenceville. The Red Hill Salukis are now 19-8. One more win, Steve, and they'll get to that 20-win plateau. That's a terrific accomplishment for them. The Indians fall back below 500. They had won 3 games in a row to get to 12-10. Now they've lost 3 in a row. They're 12-13 and face a tough task Friday night at Casey. Got a couple more games after that. Hopefully they can right the ship, get back over 500 before the regular season ends.
Waiting for Saluki head coach Brian Havel here. While we do that, why don't we go ahead and pick out our Bill Dobson Ford Tough Players of the Game, one for each ball club. Bill, what do you think?
Well, I think for Red Hill, the obvious choice is Parker Havel. Like I said, he led all players tonight with 17 points, 5 out of 12 from the floor, 6 of 9 from the foul line, had 5 rebounds, finished the game with 4 fouls, so he had to be real careful there at the end, or he would have fouled out. Parker Havel for Red Hill is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right, congratulations to Parker Havel for Red Hill, the Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game.
For Lawrenceville, we pick a Ford Tough Player of the Game?
Yes, we do.
Okay, I'm going to have to say, let's give that to Zeus Marsh tonight. Zeus scored 11 points to lead Lawrenceville. 8 of those points came after halftime, and he did his best to try to bring the Indians back. Couldn't get them over the hump, but Zeus Marsh is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game for the Lawrenceville Indians.
All right, the Salukis complete a sweep of the Indians, win 43-40. We will take one more break, await the arrival of Saluki head coach Brian Howell. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Radio Saluki Basketball on the Legend and Light 103. Well, the Dobson deal is a bad deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming to the Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal. The Dobson Ford.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
This Tuesday, People's State Bank presents Pat the Plunge. The Lawrenceville Indians will host the Red Hill Salukis in boys basketball this Tuesday night, and you get in free. Lawrenceville and Red Hill High School Fellowship of Christian Athlete Groups will be hosting a food drive at both schools leading up to the game, and ask that anyone coming to the game bring a food item to donate to Fish and Loaves. Everybody gets in free thanks to People's State Bank.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press one, press two, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School on the Hoke's Hair Studio postgame show, we talk it over with Saluki head coach Brian Havel. Saluki's win it here by a score of 43-40. Brian, not an artistic game by least, but you guys got the W.
Yeah, that was what you call some ugly basketball, I think, from both teams. I don't know what it is about, you know, Red Hill and Lawrenceville this year. I felt like when we played at Red Hill, it was just kind of an ugly game from both teams. And you know, we went ahead and did the same thing tonight. I don't think they played the way they probably wanted to, and I know we didn't play the way we wanted to, but again, it's a lot better to not feel good about your game and still get a win, so we'll take it.
A lot of emotions out there sometimes played into it. Sloppy game by both teams.
Yeah, we played the first quarter was our worst quarter of the year. I don't know why we were so tense or tight. We didn't play the way we were capable of, but you know, I felt like we kind of dodged a bullet in that first quarter. And again, we got a couple kids in some foul trouble. And, you know, I thought our bench definitely helped us kind of hold down the fort and get a little bit of a lead at halftime. But then the third quarter, you know, Lawrenceville come out and got a lead. And it was, you know, really for the rest of the game, it was just kind of back and forth. And, you know, just we were fortunate to win the game.
Parker able to make a big three there to get you a little breathing room and some free throws there down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, we had a lot of issues with some stuff tonight, and, you know, we talked about it, and we'll address it in practice. Each kid did some bonehead things tonight, but each kid did some critical things to help us also win the game. And Park hit a big I know we got down, I think, by one and with a minute 40, and Park hit a huge three, and then he cashed in at the free throw line to seal it. But, again, it still wasn't an easy ending. We did some non-intelligent things, and Lawrenceville had a good shot to tie it, and fortunately for us, it bounced off the rim and didn't go in.
Coach, you got 19 wins now, and I think that says a lot. You're on the verge of winning 20 games, and that's something that every team can be proud of.
Yeah, that was one of our many goals going into this year, was to win 20 games, and tonight was 19. And we, you know, when you win 19 games, you're doing something right, I think, and we have been able to win some ugly games this year. And like I said, it's a lot better to win ugly games rather than lose them. And it sets up a fun thing because one of our goals was, once we saw things coming down the line, was to try to get number 20 at our last home game. And that'll be, you know, we'll have an opportunity for that Friday night.
Congratulations, Brian.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks as always, Brian.
Salukis head coach Brian Havel. Again, the Salukis win it here, 43-40. So, again, the Salukis 19 wins on the season. They're 19-8 with the victory. Again, led by Parker Havel with 17 points, including those five big points to win the game down the stretch there, including that those free throws and that three-pointer. He led the way with 17 points. Zeus Marsh led the way for the Indians with 11. The Indians, with the loss, dropped to 12-13. So, well, Bill, the Indians Salukis, all we wanted, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was a great ball game, and you know, I figured it'd be a 1 or 2 point game, one way or the other. It ended up a 3 point game, but had Lawrence been able to hit a shot there at the end, we would have been playing overtime, and that would have been even better. That's probably the only thing that would have been better. I know neither team played very well. Neither coach is probably very happy with the way they played, but all the fans who got in free here tonight, compliments to People's State Bank, sure saw a heck of a show. I wish every game was like this.
All right. Thanks to Bill Strode, our producer-engineer back at the Waco studios, for his good work. And, of course, thanks to you, the listeners, for listening to us, making it all worthwhile. Bill, nice job by you. We'll see you on the road to Casey on Friday.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, the Salukis will be on their way to perhaps a 20-win season. You can follow them, of course, on The Legend with Ryan Seed and Rob McKinley as they go for number 20 their next time out. I don't have my Saluki schedule here in front of me with regard to their next action, but they'll be on the move for 20 games coming up their next time out. So, for Bill, Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrence County Basketball, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Best Way Express, Wabash General Hospital, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogues Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Lawrence County Basketball all season long on WAKO.